Via Veneto, our first dance of enchantment. Now, we get a little more into Erieville with the second dance of enchantment. This one is called She Walks Through the Fair. Matt, let's talk about what memory created this for Zaninelli.
Well, this is of a folk song that he heard. So imagine the music that you're listening to either on the radio or maybe at school. Imagine if you look way back to right now and you think of all the feelings you have when you listen to that music. That's what Zaninelli's doing, is he heard this folk song when he was young, and then he composed this melody, but it's changed now because it's different now that he's older, writing back about his memories of when he was young.
Okay, so he kind of puts more of himself into that music.
Yes.
But to help you get an idea, this is a really spooky, beautiful folk song, and we have someone to help us with this. Elliot Solis is here. Elliot, come on out. This is Elliot, everybody. And Sage Park is here. Come on out, Sage. I have to show you, this is really cool. Sage is going to play the harmonium for us, which is this neat, neat little thing, and you'll hear what kind of cool sounds it makes in a minute. So, Elliot, would you be so kind as to sing us the first verse of She Walks Through the Fair?
My own love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. He went away from me,
Now here's the thing, already that music's kind of spooky. Yeah, it's already kind of spooky music. Here's where it gets weirder. Okay, so as it turns out, the next verses of this song describe that as we see our loved one walking through the fair, that is the last time we see them alive. Yes, which means the last verse is about seeing them again, which makes this song a ghost story. Let's have the last verse.
Last night I dreamed my own love came in. He came in so sweetly, his feet made no dim. He stepped up beside me, and this he did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Elliot Solis and Sage Park. Thank you, ladies. Okay, see, that last verse makes it so creepy. I love it. Now let's hear what Zaninelli has to do with it.